Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Welcome to Pebbles of Truth. You know, we're talking about the seasons of marriage and have been unpacking the first season, the young love, the first couple of years of marriage. And if you've missed any of these, you're welcome to go out to the website, pebblesoftruth.com, and feel free to download any of the files there and catch up. And Bruce, today I guess we're looking at task number 5 in this season of 6 tasks. What is that?
Well, Kat, it's another important one. We all come down the aisle to our marriages as damaged goods. We bring attitudes and actions that we learned and saw at home that we need to get rid of any of this negative baggage that we may have brought into our relationship.
So you're saying that we need to get rid of the negative parental baggage?
Well, I want to be careful that we don't let us blame everything on our parents, but it is true that most of what we learn about marriage and family has been taught to us through the modeling of our moms and dads. I mean, I learned how to be a husband and father by growing up watching my dad. And one of the biggest pieces of emotional baggage that many couples bring down the aisle is filled with the hurts and scars from their mom's and dad's divorce. You know, children of divorce are twice more likely to divorce than children who grew up in homes where their moms and dads stay together.
Once again, an argument for staying together, wouldn't you say?
Oh, exactly. And that's why we want to pray for all couples that they might stay together, because our marriages are not just about us. They're about our children and our grandchildren's future marriages and families as well. And the sad part is that this pain that is in our culture today explains why so many couples are experimenting with cohabitation over marriage, because they've seen and experienced the pain of their parents' divorce and they don't want any part of it. But the truth is that the disruptions of cohabitating couples are just as painful as those of divorcees, and even more legally painful for women, but we're not talking about that today.
Well, what's another piece of this emotional baggage that couples often bring into their relationships?
Well, it's probably the stereotypes that we form about men and women, the role of what a husband's supposed to be, what a wife's supposed to be, a mother, father. And while some of them may be very good, many of us have to reprogram our hearts and minds.
Can you give us an example?
Yeah, well, let's say a young lady grows up hearing from her mother, who was scorned by her cheating husband, that all men are cheaters. And that young lady's probably going to grow up and react sharply when she perceives that her husband is being a little too friendly with another woman. Or let's take a young man who grows up hearing his father say that, you know, it's woman's work to scrub and clean the kitchen floors. And you can bet that he's going to be expecting his new bride to be the one to swab the decks.
Sounds like this is another reason for couples to get some good premarital counseling before they walk down the aisle.
Yeah, they can help unpack some of these things. Objective sets of eyes and ears are always good. And we need to recognize that we're all damaged goods and we're coming down the aisle with pieces of negative emotional baggage. And these preconceived ideas and stereotypes that we're not even fully aware of until they play themselves out, and they can usually lead to a pretty powerful eruption.
Well, Bruce, how do we get rid of all of this baggage?
Well, we've talked about the first step, and that's just to realize that we all show up with it. And none of us are innocent, and we're all sinners saved by grace, and we need to be transformed into the image of God. And second, we need to learn how to talk about these things. And when the husband feels that his wife is a little jealous, he needs to reassure her, "Honey, I've made my commitment to you. I've never cheated on you when we dated, and I have no intention on cheating on you now." And the young man might say, when the young man refuses to clean the floor, she might say, "Honey, you know, this is our house. We need to work together to make it what it needs to be." And finally, then, we need to pray and ask the Lord to give us the grace to love our spouses the way Jesus loves his bride, the church. And we need the love and patience of God to work with our spouses to identify and empty these hurtful attitudes and actions. You know, Paul says in Romans 12, not to be conformed to the world's ways, but to be transformed by the renewing of our hearts and minds. And only the Holy Spirit of God can do that. So let's keep praying for each other. And until next time, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.